This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tens of thousands of students are starting classes today at most University of Wisconsin System campuses amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Administrators have spent months and millions of dollars on plans to keep students and employees as safe as possible. But Rich Kramer reports among students there's a sense in-person classes won't last long.
On a sunny Saturday outside of a University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire residence hall, Mackenzie Miner and her dad, Tom, are unloading clothes, decorations, and her record player into a blue plastic cart destined for her new dorm room.
I think what we'll do is take everything out of the truck first.
Okay.
Mackenzie is eager to start classes, but says she does have some concerns about outbreaks pushing them online.
I don't know. I think we'll be fine. Hopefully. It's just going to be like weird as like an education major, especially in music, but you roll with the punches.
UW-Eau Claire expects nearly 4,000 students in its dorms this fall. The plan is to test all of them twice a month for COVID-19. This week, the campus received last-minute shipments and now has a total of 3,600 tests for residents.
The big day is almost here.
That's Interim UW System President Tommy Thompson. In a recorded video message, he welcomed students back to the state's 26 universities and branch campuses and asked for their help in preventing outbreaks.
What you do off campus is as important as what you do on it, because we want you here the whole year.
Off-campus parties and crowded bars have been blamed for tens of thousands of infected college students across the U.S. and a growing number of universities moving classes online. Thompson sent a letter with the Wisconsin Tavern League asking bar owners to keep numbers down. But recent weekends on Eau Claire's Water Street offered little evidence college bars and dance clubs are concerned about keeping numbers down. UW-Eau Claire senior Morgan Lorenz wore a pink face mask, though other members of her group did not, as they walked from one bar to the next. She says if students follow rules in a required pledge indicating they will wear masks and avoid large gatherings, in-person classes should continue through the semester.
I'm a little worried, but they did do the pledge. Hopefully people actually listen to the pledge.
Last weekend, after Thompson sent his letter, there was more activity on Water Street and a large house party nearby. Anna Song is an associate professor of health psychology at the University of California, Merced. She says college students' brains are still developing, particularly the parts that weigh complex cost-benefit analysis.
So in that age group, what they're really motivated by is, you know, social connections. So we're really asking them to act in a way that is not necessarily what they're wired to be doing.
And the UW system testing plan to control outbreaks is already facing hurdles. The UW system is hoping to test its way through the semester in order to quash outbreaks as the pandemic rolls on. A press release in early August announced 317,000 tests were being purchased for UW residence halls, but the federal government tried to redirect those supplies for use in nursing homes. As of yesterday, before the start of classes, 44,000 tests had arrived. Similar challenges are popping up across the country.
The whole system is really not functioning in a coordinated way.
That's National College Health Association COVID-19 Task Force member Craig Roberts.
This is the whole issue behind whether schools should even attempt to do widespread testing if they don't have the resources to put all the stuff in place.
UW-Whitewater professor and faculty senate chair Tracy Hawkins says she's excited to start teaching again, but despite efforts by administrators to make campus as safe as possible, employees are still uneasy.
So I think people are still feeling a little, you know, like they don't have a clear picture of what's about to happen and how things are going to go.
Back at UW-Eau Claire, sophomore Wyatt Cameron recently got out of 3 nights of isolation after getting a sore throat. He says he had to move out of his dorm room while his test was being processed.
I don't foresee us going very long until we have to go to online.
There's at least one quarantine pool circulating in a UW-Eau Claire social media group. So far, most of the votes predict classes will go online and campus will shut down on a Friday within a month. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.